What's up, guys? It is your girl, Delaney Brown, on Delusional Podcast. Thank you guys all so much for listening and giving me your guys' feedback. But today's episode is going to be about relationships, mental health. I know I'm posting this late on a Tuesday. I know. But let's just jump right into it. No joshing. Let's go. But I also have a YouTube channel. It's on Delaney Brown. And I have a YouTube channel for this podcast. It's Delusional Podcast on YouTube. So go check that out too. If you guys, you know, aren't doing anything right now while you guys are listening to it, go click a button and subscribe. The subscribe button goes a long way. And the like button does too. So I appreciate that also. But let's jump right in. So I asked on my Instagram to, you know, give me some podcast topics that I can just talk about and just ramble on, because I'm Delaney. I can talk for days on end. So relationships. Let's talk about a non-toxic relationship. All right, guys. So we are talking about the mentally healthy, okay, good relationships. And that starts out with trust. You know, trust goes a long way. And that's one thing that can either make or break a relationship. If you guys don't have trust, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work out. If you guys also don't have communication, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out. Communication, you can get through all of your problems and all of your, you know, worries and all of your drama. Anything you can have in a relationship, you can get through with communication. And I don't know how many times I have to say this, but communication is a key to a relationship. I know it may sound weird, but it is. If you have a problem, you know, solve it out, talk it out. If you guys are disagreeing on something, you know what? Stay up till 5 a.m. and talk it out. When me and my girlfriend don't, you know, have a dispute or whatever, we stay up and we talk about it. We don't go to bed. We're not mad at each other. We're just talking. We're straight up just having a conversation and how we can grow from it. You know, if there's not growth in the relationship after a fight, then it's not going to work out. There has to be some sort of growth that you can do every single fight. Every single fight that there is, you guys can grow from it and learn about each other more. The way me and my girlfriend, I'll relate it to us because, I mean, we rarely ever fight, and I'm so thankful for it. I love that girl so much to pieces. I can talk about her forever, but that can be a whole another series. But if we ever have a problem or anything, we communicate. You know, that's that. And I don't know how much more I can explain on communication, but that is the way to go. Don't yell. Don't raise your voice. Always stay kind during an argument, because kindness does go a long way, especially in an argument. But relationships should be 50-50. Sometimes it has to be 20-80. Sometimes it has to be 35-65. I hope I got that math right. But sometimes it's not always 50-50. It should be, but it's not always 50-50. If I don't feel good one day, I can only put in 20%. My girlfriend will fill in that 80% because she's my girlfriend and we love each other. That's commitment right there. You also need commitment in a relationship. If there's no commitment, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. You guys have to I have this microphone and I keep breathing into it, so I'm trying not to breathe as loud. Sorry. Okay. But commitment, you guys need commitment. Like, I'm not saying, like, let me put this way. Your girlfriend or boyfriend should be your number one priority. I know you want maybe your friends to be your number one priority, or like someone else to be, but in reality, your boyfriend or girlfriend should be your number one priority no matter what. If you have trust, they're always going to be your number one priority. Like, I'm not saying choose them all the time. Like, still have a balance between friends, family, coworkers, work, all that fun stuff. But you need time. In relationships, you also need time. I got a bunch of questions on relationships in this little topic thing. So this is going to maybe be a podcast about relationships. All right. If you're not happy in a relationship, what the fuck are you doing? If you're not satisfied in the relationship, what are you doing? Get out. You only live once in this life, and if you're treated bad, you should have enough self-love to leave that relationship. If you know how you should be treated, or you know what you deserve, and you're not getting treated like you deserve, leave that relationship. You should know that you deserve 120% all the time. And even during your bad moments, even through thick and thin, you should always be just, I can't stress that enough, that it has to be fair. If I like doing something in the relationship, like say, let's say getting coffee. If I like getting coffee in the relationship, my girlfriend's gonna get coffee with me if she wants coffee or not. I'm sorry, but she committed to me. And if she doesn't want to get coffee, she will still go with me for the ride. And she will eventually get coffee because that's just how my girlfriend is. She'll say no, and then she'll be like, okay, fine, I'll get a bagel. I'll get this. I'll get... It's my girlfriend. I know her. I freaking love her. But I'm just saying that if I want to do something and she doesn't, she does it too because I like to do it. Let's say if she wants to go, you know, to Target. All right. She loves Target. And I don't want to go. I will go because I know how much she loves it. So I do. You have to do stuff that you might not like or you might not want to do, but you love the other person enough to do it. But yes, I also love going to Target and all that. So I don't rarely ever say no. But if I did, I would still go because I want to for her. It makes her happy. Okay, we're going to go to Target. We will go on a shopping spree, sweet girl. Let's go. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't. If you guys need a sign to leave a toxic relationship, this is your sign. This is your sign right here to leave that relationship and know what you deserve. And maybe a relationship is not, you know, good for you right now. You need to work on yourself. If you always feel like, I'm going to say, if you guys always feel like shit every night or like you don't trust the person, leave. If you think that person is out doing stuff behind your back, leave that relationship because you cannot keep doing that to yourself. All right, honey, you guys are so much more worth it than you guys think. And I know that. I know that. My fan base, I know that. You guys are so much better than what toxic relationships are. We're all strong here. Let's go, baby. You guys deserve the world, okay? I'm not saying you guys are in toxic relationships, but I'm just saying that if you guys are not happy in a relationship right now, leave, because you only live once and you don't want to look back and be like, oh my God, I just wasted so much time. I wasted so much time. Say you're together for 3 years and that person say cheats on you or does something even, I don't even know what's worse than cheating, but does something else. And you wasted 3 years. If they cheat, do not ever go back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, please do not ever go back if they cheated on you. Because say a person has two choices. They were with the first choice, but then the second choice came along. In that situation, always choose the second person, because you wouldn't have saw the second person if you really love the first person, okay, guys? Oh my God, I hate cheating, but I'm just saying that if there's ever a second person, choose the second person, because that person would never, ever cross your mind if that first person that you're with or in a relationship with really means everything to you. Like, I could not even think about cheating. I think that it makes me sick to my stomach. Thinking about cheating at all, or even, I don't know, just, I am trying to explain this the best that I can, but if you are in a relationship and you want to be with someone else, just let the person you're with know. Let them know and be like, hey, let's break up, and then go bang all these other people and then go cheat or not cheat. It wouldn't be cheating anymore because you guys would be broken up. Just don't cheat on anyone. It ruins that person's trust that was cheated on. I'm just saying, but yeah, relationships. And guys, if you guys are ready for a relationship, oh my God, we're going to switch the vibe up a little bit. I think I love relationships. Like the relationship I have with my girlfriend, oh my God, it is so much fun. I love loving her. I don't know how to explain it more than that, but I love loving her. It is so fun. Like even on our bad days, we still turn it around. We still turn it around. And that's how it should be. You know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But this girl, Kiana, you guys all know her. Kiana, she is beautiful and amazing. And I love her. So you guys should all hit up her podcast, Key Mindset, on Spotify. But yeah, that's basically all I have about relationships. Someone wants to talk about mental health. Mental health is super important. I think it gets looked across. I think mental health gets just kind of brushed off of a lot of people's plates because, you know, we all have, that's one thing that all humans have is I don't want to like just be like, oh, we all have mental health, but we all have mental health. And that is one thing that is very looked over upon, I guess, if I want to say it like that. But it shouldn't, because mental health is everything. If you're not in a good mental health state of mind, then you're going to feel like shit. You're going to act like shit. You're going to look like shit. Like, to get out of a bad mental state, you have to dig deep and find that confidence or find that thing that makes you happy and makes you feel alive. It could be a playlist. It could be a, you know, main character playlist on Spotify. I listen to those all the time because I love feeling like the main character. I am the main character of my life. No one else can know how I'm feeling. No one else knows how I feel or how I think or any of my thoughts. No one knows. And that is in itself a miracle and a charm, because I could be thinking anything right now and you guys wouldn't even know. Isn't that crazy that you guys don't know what I'm thinking? But I'm just talking and you guys think I know. Like, it's really confusing to get into, but I'm just saying that once you have, if you have a good mental health, you will know when you are starting to fall back into a bad mental health. You just know. And it sucks because I've been there. I've been at a very low part and a very low part in my life and I've been through it. So I could be an advocate of positivity and getting through that rough stage in your life, because yes, I've been through it. I've been at the lowest part in my life and had the worst mental health. But look at me now. I am up here talking, not up here talking, but like I'm on the other side of this talking. And I just want to let you guys know, if anyone is struggling with mental health, I am here for you. I hear you. I am here to talk. You guys can DM me on Instagram. Add me on Snapchat. Comment on my TikTok. I will see it. I see everything. So you guys do not go unnoticed at all. I hope you guys know that. I might not respond right away. I might not get to it right away, but I do notice it. And you guys make my mental health very good. And I can't thank you guys enough. Like, if I could freaking kiss all y'all on the forehead, I would, because I love you guys so freaking much. And I wish I could, you know, give you guys all hugs and tell you it's going to be okay. But right now, during COVID, I have to talk through a screen. But that's how it's going to be right now, because you're listening to Delusional Podcast. But I'm just saying that mental health is a big thing, and it should be not taught, but it should be more kind of learned, not in school, but just learned. Because everyone goes through it. Everyone has it. And you know, not every day is going to be a great mental health day. And if anyone needs a mental health rest day, take that day. Go to the gym. Go take a bath. Go eat all this junk food, comfort food, whatever makes you happy. Go see a movie. Go hug your parents. Go hug your dog. Go kiss your pillow. Whatever makes your mental health grow, do it. Because no one knows. everyone puts on this little mask of happiness sometimes. And you know what? That it kind of sucks because I used to do that a lot. And to get over it, you know, I hung out with friends. I distracted myself until I felt okay. And that's sometimes what you have to do to get over it. Distract yourself. That's, I'm not saying that's to ignore it, but keep yourself busy. Get a gym membership. Go to Six Flags. Go film a video if that's your passion. Go talk to people. Go on an online dating app. Whatever makes you happy in life, just chase that, because we're all here. In 100 years, guys, let this sink in. In 100 years, we all won't be here, okay? We all won't be here. So nothing really matters in the long run. Nothing matters. Go dance in front of that crowd. Go embarrass yourself. What? You're the only one that feels that embarrassment. Yeah, other people might feel the embarrassment by looking at you doing that embarrassing thing. But no, you're the only one that knows that it's embarrassing. So just change that mindset and be like, yeah, I own that. That's funny. I think that's funny. I would go in front of a crowd and do that. Because that's just how I am. And I'm not saying everyone is like that. But I'm just saying that find that thing that makes your mental health go up, because it's worth it. And it'll always be worth it till the end. But yeah, we got really deep on this podcast. Wow. We got really deep. I need a little suckle of water really quick. Hold on. You guys might hear my ASMR because I got this mic and it picks up everything. I just like want to whisper, but I can't. Here we go. ASMR of me drinking water. Ah, yum. But anyways, I hope you guys loved this episode as much as I did. I really enjoyed talking to you guys like this because I love talking about this kind of stuff. Just to be an advocate. I hope I'm saying that word right. Advocate of positivity and just being yourself. Okay, guys, that's one thing I mainly prioritize. Be yourself. Can you say it with me, guys? Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Okay, I feel like a cheerleader now. All right. But anyways, I'm Delaney Brown and I'm your host. Thank you guys for listening. Read the description down below or wherever it is on your screen. And maybe send me a message on Instagram. Let's go. But I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out, guys. I love you. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Bye.